Keith Kenneth writes music for advertising.
It was funny when I first started doing this, I thought of commercials like jingles, like the Roto-Rooter, you know, jingle or something like that.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
But Kenneth's music is different.
This is the iPhone 4S with iCloud.
That tinkling in the background of the iPhone ad is his song, Golden Grove. He's composed music for Quaker Oats, Facebook, Google, and the public radio show Radiolab. Kenneth used to be a session musician and played with country bands. He still writes music on his own. But over the last several years, the composer and musician has been scoring music for advertisements full-time. For him, they're distilled, powerful, tiny pieces of music.
A lot of what I do is trying to tell stories in a very, very short amount of time. You know, they're only 30 seconds or whatever, but I think a lot of the things that I do are like mini film scores rather than jingles.
Each of these photos was taken by someone on the first morning of their retirement.
Now, here's a commercial which I think really is like a little movie. This is a commercial for Prudential.
As we're living longer than ever before, Prudential's challenge is to help everyone have the retirement income they'll need.
They wanted the music originally to be very kind of sparse and quiet and ambient and a little experimental. I had an idea of doing something that was kind of had unique instrumentation, and it felt very handmade, like the visuals were. And so I used this piano with leaves taped to it.
What do you mean, leaves taped to it?
Leaves.
Like leaves from
outside,
trees?
Yeah. I put them right on the strings there. You know, and each leaf has a different tone to it. And it was interesting to clean up afterwards, but I thought it was a good result.
Here's an ad that you wrote the music for. It's for Toyota. And I understand that you worked right up to the last minute on this one. Let's listen to it.
For this spot, they wanted it to sound like a song, you know, kind of a modern song. They wanted it to be split in two ways, where the first half was kind of like ambient, and they said it should sound kind of spooky. But they wanted the second half to be really kind of poppy and up. And so I had to kind of figure out how to make those two things work.
Wherever life might take you, the new Toyota Yaris will keep you one step ahead. New Toyota Yaris.
You've also recorded an album based on Civil War era music. I assume that is something that you did because you like it. Why were you drawn to that music?
I have a few monikers that I record under, and this one I record as Goldmund, and it's mostly just solo piano that, you know, I play on these albums, but this one I chose to do all fairly straight covers of Civil War songs, which was kind of a weird choice, but I really like the music of that era. I find it tells so much story and so few notes. They're very simple melodies often, very simple chord changes that everybody can kind of pick up and play. And that was the point and function of these songs, that everybody be able to relate to them.
I wonder if you ever sort of think, gosh, I wish I could just do this. Just focus on music that you really like.
You know, with commercial stuff, it's so varied that each one of these little projects is like putting together a huge puzzle in this short amount of time. And so I find it's really rewarding. You know, when I'm doing personal projects, I set the time and it's different and my goals are different, and I just feel like I have to pour it out like a journal. And you know, the commercial stuff is my job, it's work, but I think also creatively, it's a really interesting challenge to take on.
That is composer and musician Keith Kenniff. He joined us from WFDD in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Keith, thank you very much.
Thanks. Pleasure to be on.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.